561-270-3844. 561-270-3844.
All right, 34 after Craig in Arkansas.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, Craig.
First time, long time, and a donor.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody be like Craig.
Yes, well, they could probably donate more than I can, but
I just wanted to, surely
we could find an attorney general that would be willing to, threaten Judge Cannon with obstruction of justice, maybe
threaten her.
Get her to resign in lieu of an indictment of her own.
So you know what I think happened, Craig, and I don't think there's been any discussion about this either. You know why? Because the media is watching an empty courtroom and pretending they're watching an empty courtroom because
right.
they can't watch. Okay, so what happened last week, basically, Jack Smith had gone to Aileen Cannon and asked her to put a partial gag order on the defendant, Donald J. Trump, because Donald J. Trump was not only saying, but fundraising off of, and actually got other people to say for him that the FBI raid on his Magaloco mansion was an attempt to assassinate him. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that was a lie, but he fundraised off of it. Marjorie Taylor Greene went public with it. She said, and it turned out that it was routine. It's a very routine attachment to a search warrant that says that the FBI is limited in the use of force and can only use force if it has to defend itself, you know, from somebody who is actively trying to kill them. Donald Trump and his lawyers had negotiated that he not be there for this. He didn't want to, you know, witness them taking the documents that belong to us back after a year of trying to get him to voluntarily release them like Joe Biden did. Anyway, so he started this lie. So Jack Smith said, you know, Judge Cannon, the defendant is, he's incorrigible. He has threatened in other courtrooms. He has threatened staff. He has threatened judges' daughters. And now he's literally putting law enforcement in harm's way because these law enforcement people are going to have to testify at the trial, which eventually you will have, right? And so their lives are in danger because his sycophants have been told that they tried to kill him. Can you put a gag order on him, partial, saying that he cannot, say this lie about these law enforcement officers who will be witnesses at this trial? And she hasn't decided any motion that's been in front of her, like none. She won't even set a trial date. But this one, this ask, boom, she decided, oh no, I'm not putting a gag order on him. In fact, Jack Smith, I'm going to say you're rude and I'm going to threaten you with sanctions for even asking me that. So what I think happened there is...
Yeah, the prince of perversion, Donald Trump, is amazing. I mean, he's ruining this country.
But I think what happened there was Jack Smith set a trap. A trap that would expose her as being the most biased person on the planet, let alone the most biased judge in the entire field of judges, and that she needs to recuse herself because her bias is showing, and every reasonable person who could look at this could figure out that she is in the tank for the defendant, and therefore she needs to recuse herself. Well, there's another route to take, okay, because obviously she won't do it. But there is another route to take. There's something called, and it, you know, it's one of these legal terms. It's called a writ of mandamus or mandamus, depending on where or whoever told you this term, right? You could say either way. But it is actually saying that a court is unwilling to provide ministerial services that you are deserving of. Right. And that this writ goes to the court that oversees you. So for her, it would be the 11th Circuit. Right.
Right.
And she's already been overturned by the 11th Circuit twice. So she's on their radar. So if Jack Smith sent a writ of mandamus to the 11th Circuit saying she's refusing to do her job and she's depriving the people of any ability to try this case, she needs to recuse herself and you need to take her off the case. The 11th Circuit could probably, they would definitely consider it, and how they would rule, I'm not sure, but it's a way to do it. It's a way to find out.
What do we have to lose?
Nothing.
Let's try it.
Well, that's why the other day I walked everybody through the steps, where you actually go and you make the citizen complaint, saying that she is depriving us of our ability to try a case. And we are the people, right? Jack Smith represents us. Jack Smith is the people. And so we, as the prosecution in this case, are being deprived of the ability to try this case because she is so biased. And we'll see. I mean, I would hope. Look, we know this case isn't going to come to trial before the election. So pending, what the Supreme Court rules on whether or not he has absolute immunity, this could be a real thing, right?
Yeah, we could start with Judge Cannon and then go on to the Supreme Court, because clearly just listening to the argument that the former president could have total immunity, it's insane.
If they ruled that, if they said that was a true thing and that was a real thing, right? And the only reason why, it would apply to Donald Trump in this particular, there's a verdict.
Oh, really?
There's a verdict. Yeah, the jury has requested 30 minutes to fill out the correct forms after reaching a verdict. Oh, my God.
Oh,
here we go. Oh.
And I was talking to Randy on the television and that came in.
Okay, I'll remember
you too,
Craig. I'll remember you too. Okay.
I'll let you go.
Thank you. Okay. Craig in Arkansas, that's who I was talking to when I saw the jury reached a verdict in the Trump trial. And that was pretty quick. That was less than, 11 hours? Just under 12 hours. Yep. Oh, my God. All right. So they have to fill out the forms. 30 minutes they say they need, because there's 34 counts. I told you, there's a lot of paperwork. But anyway, the thing with the Aileen Cannon is a doable thing. We put it up on our YouTube page, which, by the way, I don't manage that thing very well at all. I mean, I've been Googling like myself and stuff, which I never used to do, not to see. But it's so disorienting. It's so disorganized because I have nobody doing tagging or SEO. And I know I have to do it, but I just don't have the time, okay, to do it. But anyway, do you remember what we called that day where Glenn Kirshner walked them through the steps, Brett? No? I'll look it up during the break. But there are steps that you can actually do for yourself to complain about Aileen Cannon depriving you of your ability to have this case tried. The public is due a speedy trial as much as a defendant is, you understand. Anyway, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. There's no way that they let him off, is there? No. Right, Craig?